Over the weekend, I went to the Daintree and I saw some of the biggest crocodiles the Daintree has to offer. I saw Scarface, Nate, Dusty, Rose and Lumpy.
From the air conditioning comfort of your tourist boat.
No aircon, mate. This thing was out in the elements. I was sweating. I saw a giant scrub python up in
what?
The tree. It was awesome.
I went to the Daintree last weekend. That didn't happen to me.
Yeah, and just seeing an animal in the wild is just 10 times better than in a cage. You know what I mean? Mm. Even though they might be well looked after, well treated, but it's when that feeling of I can get here on my own two feet.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, because I saw a bush turkey on my walk.
Yeah, they're dangerous, those bloody scrub
turkeys.
But
it was great. I'd been to Hartley's a couple of days before and seen a bush turkey there. But let me tell you, in the Daintree, in the wild, that bush turkey scourging around for those berries was very impressive.
Instead of jumping in the bins like an ibis. But I have heard the greatest crocodile survival story in the world, and no one will beat this. If you do have an amazing crocodile survival story, hit Far North Queensland on Facebook. I want to hear it. We'll read it out tomorrow if it's good enough. Now, the tour guide for the Daintree River croc ride told us this story when she lived in the other side of Queensland, closer to Northern Territory. There was a lady that went into the river and she went to go kayaking, and all the guys said, hey, do not go kayaking here, okay? She didn't listen. So she went kayaking along the river. Now, a crocodile had spotted her, came behind her, knocked her off the kayak, and she fell unconscious. She was knocked out. The crocodile then grabbed her, dragged her all the way back to its stuffing nest. Now, what crocodiles do is they'll make a kill and they'll stash it somewhere else so it can eat it later. It can rot, and whenever they want, they just go and eat it. Now, it stashed this lady up among the mangroves, waiting, went off to go somewhere else, maybe find a female crocodile. 40 minutes later, keep in mind, this lady was unconscious. 40 minutes later, the lady came to and woke up in amongst the mangroves with a bit of a headache. Thought, geez, where am I? Stood up, walked out, in the middle of nowhere, mind you, and just so happened that a ranger was going past to check out all the crocodile nests, picked her up, drove her home. She survived.
I hope she bought a bloody lotto ticket after that.
Is that not the greatest crocodile story in the world?
Now, is it true, though? Because we know the tourist operators love to ham it up.
I know. Well, there's only one way to find out. I'll get her on the blower. But I'm telling you, if you've got a better one than that, hit Far North Queensland on Facebook.